Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm making a podcast about a song that is very popular in my house at the moment. I have two kids and they both really love this song. They've asked me to print out the lyrics so they can sing along, and so I hear this song, either the original or my kids' cover version, several times a day. The song I'm going to discuss is from the film Encanto, which is an animated film from Disney about a magical family from Colombia. The song is We Don't Talk About Bruno. The members of the family have different magical powers. Bruno has the power of prophecy, and the word prophecy comes up in the song, so I'd like to explain that first. A prophecy is information about the future. When people are talking about magical powers, the gift of prophecy is the ability to predict the future or see what's going to happen before it occurs. It's similar to a religious prophecy, except we don't use the word prophet in a magical context. Bruno is a wizard or a sorcerer with the gift of prophecy, not a prophet. There is a lot of interesting language in this song, and I hope to explain all the more advanced phrases. But I think, on balance, this podcast will be suitable for B1 learners, perhaps B2. Let's get started. The song starts with the character Peppa and her husband Felix telling Mirabel, their niece, not to talk about Bruno. Bruno is Peppa's brother, but he's been rejected by the family because of his magic power. Peppa sings, "We don't talk about Bruno. No, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno. But..." Yes, although they say they don't talk about Bruno, they then go on to talk about him a lot. "It was my wedding day. It was our wedding day." In the song, Peppa is leading this verse and Felix is backing her up, which is why the ideas are sort of repeated. Someone's wedding day is the day they get married. It's the day of the wedding ceremony in a church or temple or mosque or at home. "We were getting ready and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. No clouds allowed in the sky." This is a cliched way to say that there was a blue sky. It's common to hear, "There wasn't a cloud in the sky." Felix repeats the idea, but says, "No clouds allowed in the sky." This isn't a common way, and it's actually not complete grammatically. The verb allow means to permit or let. If you allow something to happen, it's like you say, "It's okay." You let it happen. Felix is saying that clouds were not allowed in the sky. This is a passive form, but he's using a reduced form and just saying, "No clouds allowed." You sometimes see this form on signs saying, "No dogs allowed." Bruno walks in with a mischievous grin. Thunder. A mischievous grin. I really like this line. Bruno walks in with a mischievous grin. Mischievous is the adjective form of the noun mischief. Mischief means trouble or bad behaviour, but it usually implies that the cause of the trouble was something funny. If you do something naughty because you think it's funny, it could be described as mischief. If you are mischievous, then you like doing naughty things that you find funny. The word grin means a wide smile. It's a smile that you can't help. Not a smile for the camera, but a smile that expresses happiness or because you think something is funny. Often, native speakers mispronounce the word mischievous and say mischievous. But that's not how it should be pronounced. I am a bit uncomfortable telling you that the way native speakers often say the word is wrong, but according to the Cambridge Dictionary, it should be mischievous, and that pronunciation fits the rhythm of the song much better. Pepper sings, "Bruno walks in with a mischievous grin, and Felix adds thunder." Thunder's the sound of a storm made by lightning. It's the deep, booming sounds you hear when electrical storms discharge their bolts of lightning. Pepper's not happy with Felix's interruptions and asks, "You telling this story, or am I?" Felix replies, "I'm sorry, mi vida, go on." Mi vida is Spanish for my life, I think. Bruno says it looks like rain. This is a nice phrasal verb. It can mean resembles, that is, looks the same as. You can say, "He looks like his father," or "That cloud looks like a dragon." But it can also be used to say that you think something is going to happen in the future because there are signs. It looks like rain. There are clouds and the wind is starting to blow. This is kind of a joke because in the story there are no signs of rain. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. And yet Bruno said it looked like rain. Bruno says it looks like rain. Why did he tell us? In doing so, he floods my brain. A flood is normally caused by too much water. If it rains a lot and the drains get blocked, then you get a flood. However, you can use the word as a verb and use it figuratively to say that there's so much of something that you can't cope, or it stops you from working properly. Felix adds, "Abuela, get the umbrellas." Abuela means grandmother in Spanish. Umbrellas are the things you hold over your head when it's raining. There's a bit of a stereotype of English people carrying umbrellas, but to be honest, a lot of the time we have wind and rain, and the rain still gets you even with an umbrella. They're much more important in tropical countries when the rain is heavy and comes straight down. Married in a hurricane. What a joyous day, but anyway. Married means connected by marriage because you've completed a ceremony to make you husband and wife, or husband and husband, or wife and wife. A hurricane is a really big storm with very powerful wind. Hurricanes happen in the Atlantic Ocean and around the Americas. In Asia and the Pacific, they're called typhoons. What a joyous day! Joyous just means happy, but it's a bit old-fashioned, perhaps a bit formal. I think you might see the word on greeting cards for weddings or to celebrate the birth of a child. We don't talk about Bruno. No, 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 we don't talk about Bruno. Now the song moves on, and the character talking about Bruno is Dolores, and the style of singing becomes almost rap. The language is much faster. "Hey, grew to live in fear of Bruno stuttering or stumbling." If you grow to do something, that means you become used to or adapt to something over time. To live in fear means to be afraid of something all the time. Dolores says they grew to live in fear of Bruno stuttering or stumbling. To stutter means to say something with a speech problem. If a person stutters, then they have problems saying words and often repeat the first sound. So someone with a stutter might say, "P-p-p-p-please." It's quite a common speech problem or speech impediment. Everyone stutters now and again. I edit my stutters out of these podcasts. To stumble normally means to fall a little bit. Usually, if you stumble, you trip but don't actually fall down. You get your feet stuck on something, but you manage to free them and keep walking. You can talk about stumbling over words in speech if you get a bit tongue-tied or if you're trying to say a tongue twister. Hey, grew to live in fear of Bruno stuttering or stumbling. I could always hear him sort of muttering and mumbling. To mutter means to say something really quietly, usually to yourself. We often do this when we're unhappy about something. When I'm trying to do something tricky with tools, like trying to fix my bike, I'll be muttering the whole time, especially if I hurt my fingers, silly, blimmin' stupid bike thing. Mumbling is similar, but it means speaking unclearly, usually because you're not confident. If I have to tell my boys off because they've been naughty or up to mischief, and then if they're feeling bad about what they've done or bad about being caught, when I make them apologise, they will usually mumble their apologies. Say sorry, boys. Sorry.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dolores sings, I associate him with the sound of falling sand. Ch, ch, ch. If you associate something with something else, it means you connect it, usually in your thoughts. I associate Italy with pizza and pasta. I associate France with bread and red wine. The people you're connected to at work can be called your associates, and sometimes organisations that connect people with similar ideas are called associations. Dolores associates Bruno with the sound of falling sand. I'm not really sure what this means. It could be that in Colombia, people think the sound of falling sand is the same as the sound you make to say, be quiet, shh. Or falling sand could be the sound of an hourglass, an old-fashioned timer. So the sound would mean time passing. Or perhaps Bruno throws sand around a lot. I will have to watch the rest of the film. It's a heavy lift with a gift so humbling. A heavy lift is not a common expression. Here it means the same as burden, which is something that a person has to bear or put up with. Literally, your burden is something you have to carry, but it's used more in a figurative sense to say that you have a problem that you have to live with. Bruno's gift of prophecy is humbling. This is quite difficult to explain. The adjective humble is the opposite of proud. If you feel humble, you feel like you're not important. When you're around Bruno, you feel like you're not powerful or important. This gift always left Abuela and the family fumbling. To fumble means to do something awkwardly or with difficulty. It's usually something you're trying to do with your hands. We use the word a lot to describe trying to find something in the dark with your hands. Fumbling around in the dark is quite a common expression. Grappling with prophecies they couldn't understand. Do you understand? Grappling means kind of fighting or struggling, usually with your hands. If you're trying to carry too many things at the same time, you might find it hard to grapple with so many things at once. The family was fumbling and grappling with prophecies. These are pieces of information about the future, often described in poetic terms, and the families could not understand them. The song shifts again to a kind of rocky section sung by Camilo. A 7-foot frame rats along his back. A 7-foot frame describes him as very tall and thin. His frame is sort of his skeleton. If you say someone has a large frame, you mean they are very big-boned. Perhaps they are big and muscular as well, or perhaps it's just their frame. When he calls your name, it all fades to black. To fade means to change slowly from clear and vivid or colourful to white or black so that you can't see it anymore. During films, things can fade to black or fade to white. Camillo continues, "Yeah, he sees your dreams and feasts on your screams." Feast is normally a noun, and it means a big meal with lots of different food. You might hear about a wedding feast. I don't think that people normally refer to meals they prepare as feasts. It would be a bit boastful. But you might describe a meal that you're invited to as a feast. When we use feast as a verb, it means to eat as if at a feast. So to eat a lot and with enthusiasm, with a big appetite or great hunger for what you're eating. Next, we have another chorus and then a little medley of Bruno's predictions. He told me my fish would die, the next day dead. He told me I'd grow a gut, and just like he said. A gut is a big round belly. In the film, you see a kind of slim man suddenly pop out a big fat belly. He said that all my hair would disappear. Now look at my head. Your fate is sealed when your prophecy is read. Your fate is what's going to happen to you, usually described as events and situations that you have no control over. This idea comes up in old stories and legends about heroes whose lives are controlled by gods and supernatural powers. If your fate is sealed, it means your future is decided and nothing can change it. Now the singer changes again to Isabella, who sings, "He told me that the life of my dreams would be promised and someday be mine." When we say that something is of your dreams, so life of my dreams, or girl of my dreams, or even job of my dreams, we mean it's the thing, the life or girl or job, that you dream about, that you want above all others. "He told me that my power would grow like the grapes that thrive on the vine." To thrive means to live and grow really well. We normally talk about plants thriving, meaning they are growing really fast and healthily. People can also be said to thrive when they're in a situation that really suits them. I know someone who had a hard time at school, but who really thrived when she went to university. Abuela sings, "Yay, Mariano's on his way." And then we go back to Dolores, who sings, "He told me that the man of my dreams would be just out of reach, betrothed to another. It's like I hear him now." The man of Dolores' dreams, her perfect man, would be just out of reach. Literally, this means something is too far for you to take. So I dropped my phone behind the sofa. When I tried to reach behind the sofa to get it, it was a centimeter further than I could reach. It was just out of reach. We often use this phrase in a figurative way. For Dolores, the man of her dreams is just out of reach because he is betrothed to another. Betrothed is an old-fashioned word in English. It means that someone has promised to marry someone. The person is betrothed to the person they have promised to marry. In the past, people may have had arranged marriages and they would have been betrothed by their family. Isabella interrupts and sings, "Hey sis, I want not a sound out of you." This is a way of telling someone to stop talking. It's similar to something an angry teacher or parent might say when they're telling children off. "I don't want to hear a sound out of you." That means, I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear you say anything. It's quite an aggressive thing to say to someone. The last part of the song, before everyone sort of repeats their lines at once, is sung by the heroine of the film, Mirabelle, who demands the truth about Bruno. She sings, "Yeah, about that Bruno. I really need to know about Bruno. Give me the truth and the whole truth, Bruno." The truth and the whole truth is interesting. It's what people have to say when they swear in a court of law. In the UK, People have to swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. This is the same in the USA, but they have to say, "I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God." But in the UK, people don't have to say the bit about God, but they often do because they've watched too many American films. So Mirabel is demanding the whole truth, the full story, even though everyone's already told her loads, despite protesting that they don't talk about Bruno. Okay, so that's We Don't Talk About Bruno by Lin-Manuel Miranda from the film Encanto. I hope that you can go and watch the video to the song and understand it and enjoy it all the more. I'll add the transcript of this podcast and a couple of learning activities on the page for this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I do love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. I'd like quickly to say thank you to whoever made a donation for this podcast on Red Circle. I don't know who you are, I can't see who it was, so I don't know exactly who to say thank you to, but I do really appreciate it. It's quite a lot of work making these podcasts, and I don't have a lot of time, so it's lovely to get an idea that they're appreciated. So thank you very much, and thanks for listening.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.